The next poem is on page 6. It's called In Praise of Lapa. In Praise of Lapa. Where there is bend and straight in a city that belongs to no nation, but to the nations of wind. She spoke the speech of poplar trees. Her ears trembling as she spoke. My aunt was composite oaths to barbershops, drugstores. Her soul walking on 2 feet, this soul or no soul, a child's allowance. She loved street musicians and knew that my grandfather composed lectures on the supply and demand of clouds in our country. The state declared him an enemy of the people. He ran after a train with tomatoes in his coat and danced naked on a table in front of our house. He was shot, and my grandmother raped by the public prosecutor who stuck his pen in her vagina, the pen which signed people off for 20 years. But in the secret history of anger, one man's silence lives in the bodies of others. As we danced, took him from Poland, between the doctor and the prosecutor, my family, the people of Odessa, a woman with huge breasts, all my naive and childlike, all our words have some burning feathers that rise and rise with each retelling.